This is KUT. What kind of homes do you see when you drive around Austin? A lot of single-family homes, maybe some large apartment complexes, but what about anything in between? One of the goals of Code Next, the city's rewrite of its land development code, is to allow builders to create a wider variety of houses. Some call this missing middle housing. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey explains the term and why this type of housing is missing from Austin.
Annette Nesh worked for FEMA, traveling across the U.S. responding to natural disasters.
I found out that in this country there are some of the most wonderful people in the history of the Western world.
Now that she's retired, Nesh tends to stay in North Austin, in her home in the Runberg neighborhood. When she was looking to buy in the late 90s, this two-bedroom, one-and-a-half bath was perfect. Her kids were grown, and she didn't want the upkeep that comes with a single-family home.
As far as I'm concerned, not having to own a lawnmower is fine.
Nesh lives in a fourplex, or one unit in a group of four attached homes. It's a rare breed in Austin. Some say it's missing.
In the city of Austin, we do a really good job of single-family housing and large multifamily housing complexes.
Mandy DeMeo is the executive director of Housing Works Austin, an affordable housing advocacy group. We're standing outside a small apartment complex built in the 1970s. It's an example of middle housing, typically considered anything with 2 to 50 units, duplexes, townhomes, and smaller apartment buildings. The advantage? These units can provide more affordable housing.
What we know is that a single-family home is an expensive housing product because you've got one unit sitting on one parcel of land. And if you can allocate the land cost to multiple units, it makes it a little bit more affordable.
Here, DeMeo makes an important distinction.
That doesn't mean that it's deeply affordable or affordable to people who are very low income, but it makes it a little bit more affordable.
As in, it could be affordable to a family considered middle income. The best opportunities for affordability, DeMeo says, are these older middle housing buildings, like the one we're standing in front of. A two-bedroom, it goes for $1,200 to $1,300 a month. But DeMeo says we still need to be building new middle housing. Eventually, that'll age and be even cheaper.
I mean, at one point, this was new. You know, what we're standing in front of was new.
And DeMeo says when we talk about housing variety, there are other advantages, like simply having options.
Single family home really is designed for a family. Well, what happens when you age and you no longer want a 2,000 square foot home? Where do you go? The idea would be that in your neighborhood, you don't have to move to a different part of the city or move to a different city. There would be other options for you.
Between March 2015 and March 2016, the city permitted single-family homes at 10 times the rate of homes in three- and four-family buildings.
So why don't we see as much missing middle as in Austin as we do other places?
Greg Dutton is a senior planner with the city of Austin.
One of the main impediments, I guess you could say, is just that the zoning is not there to support missing middle housing.
Much of the zoning in Austin's central neighborhoods only allows up to two housing units per lot, and the red tape for multi-unit developments can be thick. Code Next, that's the rewrite of the land development code, aims to make this process easier. The goal is to incentivize building more housing like Annette Nesh's in Runberg or the apartment building on North Loop. Tomorrow, we'll look at how Code Next proposes to make missing middle housing, well, less missing. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.